clarifies that it hasn't been offered yet, and I suppose there was a query was put into the council to find out if it would be exempted development or would not be exempted development if that building was changed from a hostel into a night pass centre or a building for protected people. But I suppose any person could put in that query to the council and they mightn't necessarily build, and I suppose a potential purchaser of a property could put in that query to find out would it be exempt or would it not. And we do know that the building has been sold, but I suppose we don't know who has purchased it yet.
And that's a very important aspect to clear up, that although the individual who was named on the Leitrim County Council website for sending in that query, there is no evidence to suggest definitely that this person owns the building in question.
No, I suppose I've been trying to find out who has purchased the building, and I just don't know that yet. So I suppose that, yeah, any person could put in that query on a building, a potential buyer or a person that owns it could put in the query to see if it was exempt or not for change of use. So I suppose, and that change of use hasn't been done either. So I suppose it wouldn't be offered or go on to any other stages or that until it would be planning compliant and all that, or else exempt from needing planning permission for change of use.
From the best of your knowledge, switching use of a building from formerly being a hostel to providing accommodation for international protection applicants, what's the process involved in that?
Well, I suppose a query is sent in to find out, and the question is asked in that query, is it or is it not exempt from planning permission for to change from a hostel to an I-pass building, or it could be any other type of use for the building. The query is sent in, and the local authority or council would look at that then, and they would determine if yes, it is exempt, it can change from a hostel to whatever, or no, it is not exempt. If it's exempt from that, it can change use without needing planning permission. If it's not exempt, the person would have to apply for planning permission in the full planning application, and I suppose that would be open then to the public to put in submissions or concerns or queries about the building or its use or whether it's suitable or not, or whether the services would be provide the needs of that building, full occupancy or things like that.
I know in the recent past, a large number of people from the Ukraine would have stayed in Drumshambo and would have integrated very well indeed into the local community there. What sort of reaction have you been getting to this potential news over the last 24, 48 hours? I presume it's one of the main topics of conversation around the town at present.
People is just wondering what's going to happen with the building. I suppose we have a huge shortage of accommodation here for people coming to stay in the area on holidays and tourism. And I suppose we do push the tourism part very well, and we have major attractions here in this area. And it's a huge opportunity for this whole region to bring in more tourists to the area. I suppose, you know yourself, the Mining Museum in Arigna, and we have the Shed Distillery here in Drumshambo. And I suppose we have great attractions for this whole region. But if you want to be bringing people from abroad and all over the country and different parts of Europe, you need accommodation for them. I suppose we have great pieces of tourism infrastructure there and key attractions that would attract people to the general area. And I suppose if them people had some place to stay, they'd be travelling 1 to 2 hours from here and they could have their base here, but we need accommodation. I suppose we'd love to see this hostel opened for tourism and our own hotel here in Drumshambo. We'd love to see it up and running and being available for events and communions and all sorts of weddings, different events here, and be able to be attracting people. When the hotel was open, there was great life about the town, and you've seen people up and down and coming to the area with their families and in and out of the shops and different things, and going to all tourism events around the area. So it would be great to see our hotel and hostel up and open and bringing people and money into the area that's coming to see this area and spreading the word about Drumshambo and the attractions that we have.
in relation to the property in question on Church Street, there's always going to be maybe an element of suspicion in relation to what future uses are going to be for the building. And perhaps maybe the quicker that's cleared up, the better.
Whoever has purchased the property in whatever use, I suppose we don't want to be, it could be anyone has that building bought, or it could be totally different uses altogether than what we're kind of talking about here. No one knows. This query was sent in. It hasn't been determined one way or the other yet. Further information was sought. So I suppose we'll just have to wait and see what happens now.